Once upon a time, there was a boy named Luke, and Luke loved eating sour gummy candies. One day, as Luke was eating a bag of his favorite ones as he was walking home from school, he was getting really full, so he said, "You know what? I don't want this last one." So he took that last gummy candy and he just threw it out in the woods. He walked inside and he didn't think anything more about it. But as the days and the weeks and the months went by, and long after Luke had forgotten about that last gummy he threw away, he noticed one day as he was walking through his yard that there was a different looking kind of plant growing out in the woods. And as each day went by, that plant got bigger and bigger, and whenever Luke saw it, he couldn't help but notice something about it just looked different than anything else he had ever seen before. And eventually, this little plant got huge. It grew into a tree and stood like 20 feet tall. Luke didn't even know trees could grow up this fast. But you know what was even more strange? The tree started growing things on each branch. And these things didn't look like fruit or berries or flowers like you'd see on a normal tree. And when Luke saw that something was growing on the tree, he walked up to it and he picked one of them off and he looked closely at it and he couldn't believe what it was. It was a sour gummy candy growing on the tree, just like the one he had thrown out into the woods all those months ago. You see, Luke didn't know it, but he had planted a sour gummy tree that would grow little gummy candies every spring. And the tree wasn't just delicious to eat off of, but it was also perfect for climbing. It had branches in all the right places so that Luke could just put his hands and feet right there where he needed to and climb it up just like a ladder all the way to the top. And one day, when Luke climbed most of the way to the top, it was the highest he had ever climbed in a tree before. And he was like, "Whoa, I can't believe I actually got to the very top of this tree. This is incredible." And he looked up and saw that there was just one more branch until he would be at the very tippy top. So he lifted his leg up as high as it could go and he put his foot down and he pulled himself all the way up to the top. And when he looked down, all of a sudden, he didn't recognize what he saw. The tree trunks all looked like candy canes, and the leaves in the trees all looked like cotton candy. All he knew was, this wasn't the forest from his house anymore. Luke didn't think this was even possible, but could it be? Did he somehow get back to Candyland? So he climbed down, and sure enough, every tree in the woods was made of candy canes. And as he started walking around, it looked like the same Candyland he remembered from before. But something about this place seemed a little bit different than he remembered. As he kept walking around the forest, he felt himself shivering because it was cold. Like, really cold. Cold enough to be wearing a winter jacket and snow pants. And he thought, "Huh, that's strange. I don't ever remember it being winter in Candyland before." And as he walked through the forest and walked into town, he noticed that all of the houses had something that looked like snow on the top of them. And all the little flowers in the field didn't look like suckers or lollipops anymore. They looked like popsicles sticking up out of the ground. And then Luke heard a horrible sound coming from behind him.
"Oh, hello there. Who are you and what are you doing on my land?"
Luke turned around and said, "Hello, I'm Luke." And the stranger stood back and gasped in horror.
"Oh my, could it really be Prince Luke?" "Oh, I've heard stories about Prince Luke, but I've only seen him in the old paintings in the hallway of the palace. Well, I must admit, I never thought one of the human princes of Candyland would actually return. Well, Master Luke, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Prince Popsicle. Do you remember how you and your sister and your cousins once ruled this place? Well, I'm the ruler now."
Luke said, Are you the reason why it's so cold everywhere? And why there's ice cream on top of the roofs of the houses and popsicles in the field? And he said, oh, I see you guess quite well, Prince Luke. You seem smarter than I thought. That's absolutely correct. Now that I'm the ruler of Candyland, it's always winter, and the only kind of treats anyone is allowed are the frozen kind. Just the way I like them to be. And then all the people started coming out of their houses looking scared. One of them came up to Luke and whispered in his ear,
we're so tired of being cold all the time. It's never summer here anymore. It's always winter and it's always cold. We haven't had any normal candy in years because it's so freezing and there's no more candy anymore. It's all ice cream.
And Luke was like, but don't you like ice cream? I sure like ice cream. And the person said, well, of course we did at first, but would you want to live in the freezer surrounded by ice cream all the time?
Of course not. No way. That's way too cold.
And Luke said, yeah, I guess that makes sense. That would be pretty cold. It would be hard to sleep and walk around and live every single day of your life in the middle of a freezer. And it was then that Luke knew Prince Popsicle had to be stopped. This simply couldn't go on anymore. And Luke knew exactly what he had to do. He had to get back home and get his sister Nora and his cousins Elijah and Evelyn to come back and help. And so he turned around and ran back to the tree. And as soon as he started running, Prince Popsicle called to his guards and said, guards, where art thou? Don't let him get away. Get after him. And Luke was running as fast as he could, but he could hear those guards chasing behind him as they were getting closer. What was he going to do if they caught him? He had to get away. So he ran as fast as he could, and when he got to the sour gummy tree, he jumped onto it and climbed as fast as he could all the way to the top. The guards were at the tree now, too, and they were climbing up after him. But lucky for Luke, right when he reached the top of the tree, everything transformed, and he looked around and saw he was right back in his yard. And so he quickly climbed back down, and he ran back inside his house and found his sister and said, Nora, we need to call Evie and Elijah right now. And Nora was like, oh, hey, Luke, you know, they're actually here right now. And so are our other cousins, Jack and Joey. We're having a big family party right now, and everyone's here. By the way, where have you been? And so Nora and Luke ran to their cousins, and Luke said, you guys, they need us in Candyland again. Prince Popsicle has overthrown the whole kingdom and he turned everything into ice cream. It's like freezing cold there. He's almost as bad as Lord Licorice was. And they all shuddered when they heard that name. Oh, Lord Licorice. Luke told them all about the sour gummy tree. And so all the kids ran out into the woods and they climbed up to the very top. And as soon as each of them reached the top and they started climbing back down into Candyland, they saw that someone was waiting there for them with a very evil smile on their face. But that's a story for another day.